prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 12th day of August 2020. Almost forgot what month we're in. It's good to have with us tonight, and I do mean that. I really do. And tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Want to hear from you, if at all possible. Especially new folks, never caught before on the air or in the office. We'd love to hear from you tomorrow, just to say hi to us and let us know you're out there. It means a lot to us, folks, because I'm here because you're out there. I don't get paid for this, and I know that you don't get paid for listening, but I'm here because you care, and you help us pay the bills here. That's why I'm here. I'm here to glorify our Father in heaven, maybe bless you with some information, some news, and maybe uplifting scriptures, but we're a team effort. Don't ever think we're not. I'm not the master here. I'm just a servant. So don't think that I'm anything special, because I'm not. I'm just me trying to do the will of my Father, and hoping to be a blessing to you. We'll be in office tomorrow. Love to hear from some new people tomorrow. You can call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us, if you would, on a toll number, and it will save us a few dollars every month. If you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. You can call and say hi to us, call and place an order, give a donation. Whatever you want to do, tomorrow is our day to be in office. Chris will be here to talk to you. I'll be here. And we hope you'll join us. I do mean that. Don't forget, this coming weekend, this coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m., we are going to have Bible study and current events. 11:30 a.m. Eastern, we do the current events from 11:30 to 12:30. We take a break, and at 1 o'clock, we come back and generally do a Bible study. Well, this time, I'm going to do something totally different. We're going to open the phone lines up on the second hour. They're open both hours, especially the second hour. If you watch us on PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com on live stream, you'll see a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us. And you can say, you can call and give a testimony. You can make comments, even have prayer. We don't care. And that number, by the way, get ready to write these numbers down. I'll give you three numbers tonight. Two of them you can listen to the teaching on, the current events and the prayer meeting if you want to. And I hope you will. Here's the two numbers you can call. You don't need a code or anything at all. Just dial these numbers straight in at 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489 or 719-718-1679. 719-718-1679. 1679. If you want to call and talk to us Saturday during Bible study, you can call 304-519-6993. That's 304-519-6993. We want you to join us for the first time ever. I can remember having a prayer meeting type service. We'll have be asking people to give testimonies, share their personal information if they want to, have prayer together. Folks, it's going to be different because I do believe, and I'm with Pastor Dana on this, that we better be much in prayer and much in asking our Father to reveal to us what's going to be coming up in the very near future. I'll be sharing a couple of stories with you tonight because our guest, Russ Dizdar, who's going to be with us tonight, emailed Todd, our producer, and text me. He had to leave. He had to fly to Tennessee. His brother is in serious condition. I don't know what the stories are. I don't have any idea. But Russ Dizdar's brother is in a serious condition from something. And he couldn't be with us tonight. I hope he'll be doing this next Wednesday. But for you prayer warriors out there, just remember Russ Dizdar's brother in prayer. Ask our Father to please intercede. Be glorified in the situation and take care of this for Russ's brother and for the rest of the family. Russ Dizdar's brother needs your prayer tonight, folks. Please don't forget that, okay? That's very important. And again, don't forget the DVD I'm offering that I'm going to offer for a little while longer because I think it's so important, that teaching I did on the Mark of the Beast and the fact that it's going to be nothing more than another commercial act so you can pay your bills, make a living, and take care of your family. That's all it's going to be, folks. Nothing drastic, nothing huge, nothing really going to be seem out of place. There are three different ways you can take the mark according to Revelation 13. It's not necessarily a chip in the right hand or forehead. Read it for yourself. But no matter which way it is, it's another commercial deal we make with government and government powers. It'd be to be able to feed our families. It's nothing, a whole lot different probably than Social Security number, state or federal ID so we can do business. Nothing a whole lot different than that. And that's just the way it is. We've grown accustomed and we've been deceived in so many different things now that the one more thing won't make a whole lot of difference. We're so used to following orders, so used to being scared into the corner, so to speak. Well, for example, COVID-19. The biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the world, next to the Mark the Beast. The biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the entire world is COVID-19. And people will follow orders to wear a mask no matter what happens. I know for a fact that some people that I know personally, close people and family and friends, are losing their job because they refuse to be tested to wear a mask. Tell me that is not kin to the Mark of the Beast. Why will people wear a mask? Because they're afraid not to. And even though they know that COVID is a hyped up trick to deceive us, even though they know that, in order to keep the job, they'll wear the mask. In other words, they won't be able to buy or sell without it. What's so different between that and the Mark of the Beast, folks? You either take it or you're in prison or die. If you don't take it, you can't feed your family. So most people, that's going to be a no-brainer. We'll take it. We won't be able to eat and feed our children. That's the way the beast system works. We've been deceived into it step by step by step. The video I did on our teaching. I'm wrapping up with a 20-minute video from Pastor Cassie Majeg. And I know I'm not pronouncing it right. But you got to hear what's on there, my friends. Remember that when before the last flood, that Noah and his family were the last family left. Now, no, they weren't all that righteous. They were not perfect, so to speak. They were not saved because they had not sinned before God. That's impossible. All men have sinned before God. That is not why they were not saved. I mean, that they were saved. They were saved from the flood because they were the last family with non-perverted DNA. Satan's minions and angels had fallen to earth and polluted the human gene system to the point that God had to wipe it out to keep a purified gene system for his son, Jesus Christ, to be born into the world some 2,000 years later. Understand this, folks. This is for real. Noah and his family were the last ones without a non-polluted DNA. And let me tell you this. The vaccinations pollute your DNA. With the dead baby aborted cells genes changes your DNA. And more than that, with animal genes, change your DNA. The COVID-19 vaccine, folks, you need to hear it, because in this video, you'll see this. Please take my word for it. Order the video. It's on $10. We have it in stock right now. We'll get that to you tomorrow if you want it. Companies cannot patent natural products. That's why they couldn't patent corn or beans or anything else, because these genes were natural. They couldn't patent them. So what did they do? They made a genetically modified product that looked prettier, maybe even looked healthier and grew faster and better. They could patent it. They could own that gene sequence. Guess what happens when they take their product and change your DNA? Guess who owns your DNA? I know you don't want to hear that, but it doesn't change the fact. That's the way it is. Nehemiah chapter 9, we're told that Nehemiah said they have dominion over our bodies. Understand, this is for real. They change your DNA. And on top of that, they're putting nanobots into you with a system to make those nanobots go out throughout your body and produce themselves. They will make you part of the AI system. That's artificial intelligence. Some people say it's not real, and I know what they're saying. It's probably all demonic. But it'll still link you to it nonetheless. So everything that you do, feel, and think even basically will be up, we monitored after the nanobots move into your body and take over. That's in the COVID-19 vaccine, according to Dr. Majet. Now, I hope that you'll listen to this. It's available on DVD. You can get it on CD, but I think you may want to see part of it. CD, same price, $10. But we have the DVDs here available tomorrow. If you want one, you call and tell us, hey, send us one, use a credit card, whatever you want to do. Debit card, order one. Make 20 copies. Make 200 copies. I don't care. These are not patented. But these are not in any way copyrighted. Use them. Share them with your friends. This may save a soul. That's how important it is. Now, I'm going to share a couple of things with you tonight. And I'm going to take phone calls. I want to hear your opinion on what you see happening, what you may see coming in the future. Now, folks, I have guests in this program to share with you information that is vital to us today. They share with you what they see in the future, including Pastor Dana Coverstone, what he saw coming in November. And we're going to share with you what Dr. Tenpenny saw last night, what she was told us last night, about the occupation of the White House. We're going to share it with you in a few minutes. There is going to be a group that's going to occupy the White House from September 17th through November 3rd, Election Day. Now, I'll be sharing with you. I'm not making it up. Things are happening that are happening now have never happened before. And here's one that seems a little unusual. But I don't know if it's first time or not, but this is unusual. Air Force helicopter shot at from ground over Virginia, injuring crew. An almost unheard of and unprecedented scenario, an Air Force helicopter was forced to make an emergency landing in Manassas, Virginia, after someone shot at the helicopter from the ground. The incident happened Monday, and military sources are now revealing the dangerous incident, which actually injured a member of the crew. McAfee detailed that the UH-1N Huey helicopter, which flew out of the Joint Base Andrews, where Marine helicopters, which routinely fly members of Congress as well as the President, are based in, and in the President's case, Marine One as well as Air Force One are housed there, was on a routine training flight after an unknown individual or individuals fired on it from the ground. So, folks, this is rather unheard of, I think. I don't know. I'm sure it probably has happened in the past. I don't know when. Someone's open fire on a helicopter that's flying over their head. Somebody probably on the ground with a rifle decided they don't want to see it flying around and take a shot at it. I don't know. Well, the FBI and other groups right now investigating along with local law enforcement to see who did what there. But these are things that we're seeing coming together, not as anymore as, wow, that's really, really different. That just doesn't happen. Now, it's getting more routine. We're seeing more insane acts come about all the time. I'm going to share with you this article about the radical group calls for 50-day siege of White House and for a new world order. Now, I'm going to take your phone calls. I want to hear from you at 844 769-2944. 844-769-2944. And I'd love to hear from new callers. If you listen tonight, we'd be listening one night, or that's 10 years or 20 years, I want to hear from you. We don't hear from everybody, but especially new callers tonight, please make yourself to home. Don't be shy. You're just talking to Butch Paul. Pastor Butch Paul is just a hillbilly. He lives in West Virginia. Come on, folks. I live down a holler here in the woods. There's nothing special about me at all. You don't believe me? Ask my wife, Marcia Jean, and my three sons. They're my grandchildren. I'm just Butch Paul. 844-769-2944. Back to the article. The group that takes credit for the Occupy Wall Street movement of 2011 has a new and even more outrageous plan in mind. They intend to occupy the White House, Zero Hedge pointed out. The announcement was made by a radical online magazine called Adbusters. It's been 9 years since we set off on a political earthquake of hashtag Occupy Wall Street, laying siege to New York City's Zuccotti Park and inspiring thousands of similar protests around the world. The Occupy anniversary arrives on September 17, 2020, and it may be a perfect day to trigger another global Big Bang moment, a massive collective action of the sweetest kind of disobedience. The why hardly needs recitation, because for these 9 years, the shadows have only grown longer. And I have to agree with that, folks. They haven't changed. No one got in trouble what happened in 2011 or 2010. No one did. Inequality has soared. Not a single Wall Street CEO has spent a night in jail for his role in the 2008 financial meltdown. Politicians and corporate criminals continue to savage the public trust with impunity. And all the while, this howling void of a president, it seems to me they can't name, sits smugly atop a corona death toll that may surpass 200,000 Americans by Christmas. And folks, this is what they said, not necessarily me. And by the way, 200,000 deaths from a virus is not that unusual, but that's okay. They're blown up to be really something big. It's time again for a dramatic, decisive action, which is why on September 17th, in the original and enduring spirit of Occupy, we and tens of thousands of other fellow citizens will stream into Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. We will lay siege to the White House, and we sustain it for exactly 50 days. This is the hashtag White House siege. A siege only works if it's sustained. We witnessed this, the multiplying power of a strategic occupation 9 years ago. You dig in, hold your ground, and the tension accumulates, amplifies, goes global. 50 days, September 17th to November 3rd. Let's once again summon the sweet revolutionary nonviolence that was our calling card in the Zuccotti Park. White House siege will electrify the U.S. election season. And if it doesn't stop there, drawing wind from the Me Too, BLM, Extinction Rebellion, and protests against Trump's lethal bungling of the coronavirus will inspire a global movement of synthetic change, a global spring, a cultural heave towards a new world order. The last words are very important to point out. New world order is a phrase which will make a conspiracy theorist's heads explode. Usually this is a reference to creating a global centralized one world government headed by a global organization which sets the UN. Generally speaking, a centralized government controlling the planet with very few individuals controlling humanity. It is unsure that what the leftist radicals in this organization mean by a new world order. Folks, I just share with you what the article said. Occupy Wall Street's going to occupy the White House. What would that mean? I have no idea. What are they going to do to get there? Other than maybe sit around and I don't know. I have no idea what the plans are. I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. I don't know what they intend to do beyond just show up. I don't have any idea what the intentions are in the long run. But to be there for 50 days, so from September 17th right on through to election, is a long time to occupy any area. So we'll see what happens. What will the people in charge do? I don't know. Is this an extension problem? Well, they said it was. Extension BLM and others. Yes, it is. Could it lead to violence? Yes, it could. Is it being done to influence the election? No doubt about it. Obviously, they don't care much for Trump. I heard somebody say today in another broadcast that Trump has 90% of the people behind him. 90% of people, 90%, 90% back Trump. I'm not saying they don't, but I find that hard to believe. And folks, Biden and Kamala, believe me, are no better, in some ways probably worse. But the one point I'm trying to make is, our nation is going down paths it's never been on before. We have outright civil war taking place in some cities. We have federal buildings, state police headquarters, and other places being burned. We have businesses being looted on Main Street in Chicago. And it's been done in name of reparations for blacks whose family maybe were slaves 200 years ago. And by the way, I'll have a document in next month's magazine, September's magazine. There were hundreds of black slave owners. There are hundreds of black slave owners in the North, right on down to the South. No one talks about that, do they? They don't. And who sold the blacks to the people that shipped them over? Who sold them? Who sold them? Their black friends sold them to slavery and slavery. So let's move on beyond that. And it's just a ploy to separate the peoples, all it is. The blacks are as guilty as the whites when it comes to this, and many of the slave owners were black people to begin with, and they owned their own personal slaves during the war between the states. This is the way it is and the way it was. Well, let's move on. Whatever the reason may be, whatever the cause they find, listen, they can dig up reasons for us to fight. We are now in a civil war. No, it hasn't escalated to the point where half a million people have died, like as it did in the first one. And no, the war wasn't fought over slavery. It wasn't even close to that reason. And I'm not going to take time getting details. I offered here last month a complete set of paperwork on that and why it happened and what was behind it and what kind of man Lincoln was. But very few people took time to order it. So what's the use to offer it? They don't want to, what's the use to offer it to them? They don't want to see the truth. They just want to go along and hear the latest tale, I guess, coming down the pike. But I'm telling you right now that things are changing in this country and it's not getting any better. That's why Pastor Dane and others are asking for prayer warriors to go to prayer starting now, actually, and pushing really hard through September. And as you've been told, to brace yourself what's coming in October and November. Folks, our country is maybe in its death throes. Maybe we're seeing the last of America as we know it. It's very possible. And I'm just telling this because I care. I'm not trying to be a doom and gloomer. Would you rather tell you everything's okay, just sit back and watch a ball game? Most leagues aren't playing. So what are you going to do? Yeah, most theaters aren't open yet, so you can't go to the theater. You sit in your house, listen to the news, tell you to wear a mask, even though doctors by the dozens, by the hundreds are saying don't wear them. Even dentists are saying don't wear them because they ruin your teeth. But we listen to the masters, as we will with the mark of the beast, as I brought up in the teaching on the beast, deceived into the mark. So these are things that I know people don't want to talk about. They don't want to hear these things, but I'm telling you, these things are here and coming. Helicopters being shot at. White House being under siege for 50 days. I don't know what's going to be next. I don't know, folks. We're not talking about, next year or even next 6 months. We're talking about next month. A month away. Let's go to phone. Let's go to a lady's called, I think, a couple times this week, and first caller twice in a row. Let's go to Jane in Iowa. Jane, come on in. Welcome.
Station and your show and you. I need the truth. Somebody needs to tell the truth, and you're telling the truth.
Well, that's what we're all supposed to do, and I guess I was called maybe as a watchman, I suppose. But Jane, we're heading into a bad time, and people just and masks don't want to see it. They keep hoping they keep things going to get better.
I had a lady yesterday who asked me, "Where is God?" I said, "God's right here. He's waiting." She says, "Why isn't he stopping it?" I said, "He's waiting for the very last of his children to wake up and realize what kind of a war we're in, what's going on. And then he's going to cleanse the earth." Read it. Read Bartholomew. Bartholomew says that Jesus will lead the army. They will defeat Satan. And then God will come, and he will completely cleanse the earth with fire. We know that's going to happen. Those that are his children will go with him to heaven. He will create a new earth. Jesus will be on earth with the children. Evil will be gone. And the wishy-washy ones will be sent to oblivion. And when he asked, what about the people that, and he says, that my people, my church, my children, will not remember them. So you need to get off of the wishy-washy seesaw and get on God's side where you belong. Those
Amen.
Of you
well,
who believe
yes.
in God but don't want to risk anything of this earth, of man, you're not going to make it. And it's the truth. The absolute truth.
Well, you know, Satan himself believes in God, obviously. He believes in Jesus. He met him. He believes in him, but he certainly is not one of his people.
We're forgetting that Lucifer is a fallen angel.
Absolutely.
He knows the whole history. He knows all the details. He was one of God's favorites, but he didn't like man, and he chose to try to put himself above God. And that's what man has done. They are trying to make themselves into gods.
Man has always wanted to be his own God, right from the garden knowing. You know, Eve wanted to be like God. I mean, that's what it was. So did Adam. They want to be like God.
Yeah.
They want to know good and evil and become gods themselves. And that's what has been man's downfall ever since the beginning.
Exactly. Exactly. And, everybody owns stuff. But what good is stuff without a soul?
That's true. What did Christ say? What do you gain if you gain the world and lose your soul? What have you gained?
Nothing.
You lost everything. But, you know, this is something that the people don't want to hear today. They're hoping against hope. I said there are two great powers that control people. Fear is a great power that controls people. But the one even greater than that is false hope. They're still hoping that they'll get Trump back in and Trump will do something different to change the country. That's what they're hoping for. They're not hoping in Christ. They're not repenting. They're hoping Trump will fix it.
Trump can't fix it.
No, he can't. He can't. Even if you wanted to, he can't.
He can't. Only God can do, and God has told us what he's going to do. And if you actually go back in time to 1,000 years ago, you'll see there were 10 kingdoms, and now there are 3. We have Russia, China, and the United States. They're the leaders. Look at history, look at time. There were 10 kingdoms. And China has always been there. There is actually a China, they call it a creation myth. Well, China says that the Chinese people, this one group of them, feel the Chinese people were created during the flood. There was a great flood. And their God put 2 kids, brother and sister, a prince and a princess, in an egg. And they washed up in China.
Okay. You want to hang on through the break?
And the brother and sister created China, the Chinese people.
Hang on through the break, you want to, Jane. Don't go away.
Okay.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back again. We're talking to folks on the phone, and your phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. Please feel free to call and share your thoughts with us. We're talking to Jane and Iowa. Jane, I don't know that I can agree with what you said about how Chinese got here at all. I don't think I quite believe that yet, but I know that you're teaching what you think you know on that. But you're right on one thing. Our judgment on this earth is sure, and it's coming.
Absolutely.
It's coming.
What I wanted to say was that this COVID thing, the first one was just to split us. You have the pro-mask, the anti-mask. It's not real. It's not as bad as it was. But they have another one that is going to be deadly.
That's what
I've
been told.
Very deadly.
That's what I've been told.
And so we have to be careful. I wear a mask when I go to my store because there's one lady that works there whose immune system isn't the best. And she works there, and she told me that one day. So I wear a mask to help protect her, especially if my sinuses are acting up from mowing the grass or something like that.
Does she wear a mask?
Yeah, she does.
Well, you shouldn't worry about them, because if it's going to stop anything, it should stop you from bothering her. If a mask doesn't stop you, you from getting through to her, it's not working for you. It's not working for you to stop it either. So
right. I doubt if they do any good at all.
No, they do. They don't. According to doctors I've talked to, they don't do a bit of good. They're useless.
Yeah, well, I saw that. I saw what it said, and I know the diseases that they're coming up with now. But the only time I wear it is when I go to that one store.
Yeah.
It's a small place. So I go there and I wear my mask because it makes her feel better. She thinks that people care about her. And I keep talking to her about, you know, God's watching you and he's not going to let you get anything that you can't, you know, that's going to make
that's
you
not,
sick.
That's not his timing. His timing, so we have to understand, we're not going to die if time is up. If he's God, then he's God. If he's not, then he's not. Because nothing's going to kill me unless he says it's going to kill me.
Right.
So
those
things should not worry us. Amen. Yeah. Well, since I got to jump, got other calls coming. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you,
okay.
Pastor.
Talk to you soon.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, I don't know. You know, again, that's a Chinese thing. I don't see that as being science at all. But nonetheless, we'll move on. Let's go to Ariel in Maryland. Ariel, come on in. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. They've been pushing this COVID thing since February. And like you stated before the program opened, I think it's a total fake, a total scam. And
well, you know, I know that the COVID is real. I know it's actually a disease, but it's no worse or not as dangerous as most flu viruses. But that wasn't why they did it. They wanted to see what the world would do, Ariel. They literally took down the world with a hyped-up virus.
Isn't it amazing how people just bent over and fell right in line with that?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And it's really sad to live in a country. And by the way, when I was in Mexico, I saw the same thing down there. It's not just here. It's everywhere. But it's a shame that we think in America that we're a people that think for ourselves. That is not the truth at all. The masses don't think. They just obey.
No. And there's some countries, I think, maybe Finland is one of them, that have totally rejected the mask.
Sweden's one of them. Sweden's one of them. Yeah.
Huh?
Sweden's one of them.
Yeah. And possibly Russia. I'm not sure about that. But some countries have just said, we're not going to have anything to do with it, and they've closed down. And the other thing that they're pushing is the N-word. You know, the folks here where I live, here in Baltimore, it's about 98% black, and they call me a nigger. And I'm practically blind, so I can't tell who's talking to me. But, you know, they taunt me, and,
Are you black? Are you black?
No, I'm not black.
I didn't think so. Okay, go ahead.
But, what I was going to say is that word is in the Bible. God uses it. You know the King James Bible that's the one I
sure, King James all use, yes, yes.
You're talking about
the man from... I don't think it's spelled the way they spell it today, though. I don't think it's the same spelling.
It's spelled the Latin way, which they leave off one N.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But back 500 years ago when they wrote that scripture, they tried to stay with the Hebrew or the Greek or whatever they were using at the time. So
yeah, this is talking about a guy named Simeon that was called Niger. I don't know that that's what that means. I have to look it up. I'm not real sure on that, but go ahead.
Well, I think he called himself a nigger, but who knows? That was 500 years ago, and that's the Latin spelling. And
okay. That's
the other thing. Guys that have gone overseas and you know, dodged hot lead and all the rest of that story have now been told that they can't use that word, but if you get on any bus, you're most likely going to run into someone, you know, some Negro that's going to be using that word, correcting their children.
Yeah, I know that's true. That's very true. I know that's true. We live in a world of so much political correctness and so much fear that we may offend somebody, even though we're not at all mean to do that. But, you know, that's why they crucified our Savior, because he offended people. He told the truth.
Right. Well, you know, this political correctness was invented by the communists.
Of course.
All through the 20s and the 30s and up into the 40s, they had weekly meetings, and they would get the word from Moscow how to bring down this country by attacking marriage, the relationship between the sexes. And there's a whole list of things that they asked their communist people here in this country to discuss and to use in their war against our system.
Well, that's called the Communist Manifesto, and the planks come to the Communist Manifesto. This is all what it is. One of the things is destroy the morals of the people, and they've done that very well. Very well. Era, anything else you want to say? I got to jump. I got more calls. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's fine. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, folks. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you, especially first-time callers. Let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. How hot is it there?
It was about 90 a day.
Well, that's cool. We had 105 here today.
Yeah, y'all are not as humid. We're humid. That humidity adds a little bit of, we'll say, heat to it, too, if you know what I mean.
Now, we're have you looked here. Up that term, mystery, and Strong's?
No, I have not looked it up yet. No, I haven't. I hadn't even had time. I just forgot about it. You mentioned it again.
It has to do with the mask.
Okay.
Really?
Right.
As we'll tell you, it's a mask. It's a secret. Keep everybody muzzled. Enthralled. Now,
okay.
If anybody know what the word enthralled means, that means under a spell or enslaved.
Enhanced. Yeah, under a trance. Yes.
Yeah.
What that means. But, you know, but Mick, what I'm saying is when the teaching I did on the Mark the Beast, if people will fall in line so easily over something like a mask and then literally afraid they'll lose their jobs if they don't wear one, and eventually you're not going to be able to go to the store if you don't wear one, how close is that to the mark? Is that not a commercial thing if you can't buy or sell, period? Is that not commercial?
Right.
So what can people see that?
Because they're deaf, dumb, stupid.
I guess.
That's just the truth.
I mean, they just don't, even the so-called Christians don't see it. I just talked to a lady a couple weeks ago, went back to her church for the first time. It was open last Sunday for the first time since the governor shut it down this state back, I guess, April. Or I don't know when it was. But anyway, the first time the church been open, they were all asked to wear a mask. I said, sweetheart, you need to find another place to go to church. That's not a church. That's not a church.
None of those others have that said authority.
No, they don't. And he knew it.
The First Amendment.
He didn't have it. And he knows it. He knows he doesn't. But he said this is something, you know, that we need to do. And the churches are so ignorant of God's word and his commandments not to forsake self, assemble himself together. And ignorant of God's word when it says, don't fear. First Timothy says that. They're so ignorant of it that they will follow the rules because, after all, the preachers say we got to obey government.
I mean, fear of God, government God, you mean?
Oh, unbelievable.
That's the best way to say it, government God.
I told it's time for the founding of the church. And it really is. It's time to get out that. It's not a church. It's a meeting place for people, but it's not a church. The living church of Jesus Christ does not fear a virus or
it's
man.
The body.
Amen.
Sorry about that. Well, so people need to learn about the protocols of Larry the Elders of Zion.
Yep.
Now, fear of communism is what? It's Judaism today.
Yeah, Zionism.
Now, people get the lay out of their rear ends and start thinking, right? We are bleached. But God says he has other plans. That's what it shows in, let's see, the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 17, where he's going to destroy these people by Jacob, Israel. Jacob is a bastard torch onto Joseph. And that's who's Joseph today? The children, Ephraim and Manasseh. America is a man, Manasseh. We also are New Jerusalem.
Well, we know that. We know that, and that's why they're doing their best to destroy the Hebrew race and to pollute it, like they did before. They tried before, and God stopped it. I mean, if God hadn't stopped it, whenever Noah was alive, that we wouldn't have had any pure human DNA left even for Christ to even be born out of.
Yeah.
So they're doing it again.
On September 18th, that's going to be a door day. And you know what a door day is?
No.
Okay, remember March 20th, when that's the day when Noah closed the door and the rain came down.
Okay.
That's a door day.
Okay.
Every 91 days. Well,
okay.
September 18th is the fourth door day now.
Okay. And know that. All right. Anything else?
That'll be it.
Good for call. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Good call.
Sure,
thank you,
bro.
Mick. All right, folks. The line's open. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. We got about another 15 minutes left or so. I'd like to hear from you and hear your thoughts. You know, I don't like to hog the program whenever I have open lines. Because it's very seldom we get to do this anymore. We used to be every Friday night, open line Friday, and you could air your opinions. You could let off some steam if you want to. I call it Steam Release Friday also. But I don't want to take up all the time. Whenever you all are the folks that help pay for this airtime, I want your thoughts also. You're part of the family. You're part of, if you're born again, you're part of God's family. You have information you might want to share, thoughts on your mind, things you might want to get out to the audience. So feel free to call us at 844-769-2944. And I want you to know that I'm not the final authority on anything here. I give you what I'm given to pass on. I'm a servant, no better, no worse than anybody else. I serve the Almighty Sovereign God. The only sovereign being has ever has been, ever will be, is God Almighty, Jehovah God, Yahweh God. That's the only sovereign God that's ever been. The only sovereign beings ever been. And I know people get on me with saying that. Well, we're sovereign citizens. No. The word sovereign citizen shouldn't go together. If you're a citizen, you're certainly not sovereign. We are God's children, which makes us part of His kingdom, which means that we are not bound by man's dictates and laws contrary to our Father's laws. You cannot serve two masters. If you're in the kingdom of God, you cannot be in the kingdom of the world and serve both masters. Christ Himself said that very clearly. You cannot serve two masters. So we have to make up mind. Are we going to serve man or are we going to serve God? Are we going to fear man and what He tells us? Or are we going to fear our Father in heaven and what He tells us? Are we going to obey righteous authority or obey a fiat authority? Which one is it? Obviously, folks, for a couple hundred years in this country, at least 50 years, we've obeyed man's authority. We made contracts with him over and over and over again, although we're told not to have fellowship, have contracts with people that are not believers. Do you really believe that those who want to tell you to wear a mask and those that tell you that you have to do this and do that in order to buy or sell, do you think that they are born-again believers in Almighty God? Do you really think that they care about you and your lives and your people? A government that allows a murder of almost 100 million unborn children and tolerates the sodomizing of her sons and perversion of her daughters, that knows about and tolerates the trafficking of innocent children as sex slaves, and tolerates pedophilia, and most homosexuals have pedophilia tendencies. I'm not making it up. Most sodomites and probably lesbians too have pedophilia tendencies. Do you think that a people that a government allows that really cares if you catch a virus? Do you really believe that? Are we that ignorant to believe that? Do we really think your government cares enough about you to give you free tests and free shots because they want to keep you safe? Do you really believe that? I don't think you're that stupid. I don't think so. I don't think you are. Surely to goodness, anyone who can breathe air and who can walk and talk ought to realize that the people that be there in charges of this world and this nation really don't give a whole lot of thought about you one way or other. As long as you can produce and pay your taxes and keep them fed and they can milk you dry, then you're useful to them. Other than that, folks, you're just useless eaters, as we've been called before. Why do you think that they are contemplating and have been for quite a while euthanasia in older people? Who they say can't get well? Why should they be alive? Why do you think that they are slaughtering unborn babies when do you think they want to cut back on the population of this country and the world? Obviously they do. All of the writings point to that. So why are we naive enough to really think that they're pushing hard to find a vaccine will keep us safe from anything? We have been used as guinea pigs in this nation for 100 years and more. Guinea pigs. And controlled as chattel before our owners. How do you think they keep passing these so-called laws that restrict you from doing anything that you think you should do without permission, without a license, without a permit? We have made them gods. We've allowed them to make themselves gods. Because we don't question their authority, even though the scriptures tell us not to trust man. Matter of fact, he said in Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man. That's what it says. But we've done it over and over and over and over again. And is it any wonder that when the mark of the beast finally comes out, that the masses are going to take it? That even the very elect would be deceived if it were possible? The Bible says for us to make our calling and election sure. We are to make our calling and election sure. Does Romans 8:28 apply to us? Are we those that love God and are part of the called or the elected according to His purpose? If we're not, then all things don't work to our good. But if we are, all things work to our good. Romans 8:28 promises that. But are we part of that? Are you sure you're part of that? Are you willing to risk your soul that you're part of that? You can know a lot about who you belong to by whom you obey. You obey man contrary to God's laws, then you make man your God. So you belong to man and mammon, if you will, and you're one of Satan's minions on this earth. If you obey man and his regulations over before and beyond God's laws, then you are not a servant of the Almighty. Don't you know Romans chapter 6 that says you are your servants to whoever you yield yourselves, your body to serve? Your servants to those who yield your members to serve. Whoever you serve mentally, physically, spiritually is who your master is. And I know for sure that standing out in today's society and saying I'm going to obey God over man, ignoring man's dictates, even to the point of wearing a mask when it's absolutely insane, and that's detrimental to your health, will make people not like you. They're going to hate you. But folks, why did they crucify our Savior? Because they loved Him so much? Because He tore down their playhouse? Why did they behead Paul? Why did they crucify Peter upside down? Why did they do these things? Because they told the truth and would not bow down to Caesar. I know people tell, well, Romans 13, you have to obey man. That is not what that scripture says at all. It said that the civil authority is put here to punish evildoers and reward those who do good. If the civil authority punishes those who do good, they are not our authority at all. God is our ultimate authority. I'm telling this because I care for you. You must decide that you're not going any further into this beast system. You can't follow any longer, or you're going to turn yourself over to a reprobate mind and end up taking a mark for sure. You cannot serve two masters. Choose ye this day whom you serve. What did Joshua say? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Now, folks, my sons are growing out on their own. I can no longer speak for them. It's not my responsibility any longer to speak for them. They're no longer under my authority, so to speak, in my home. But in my home, I want to do what I can to glorify our Father in heaven and obey His rules and His will. Do I get it right? Never have. Not consistently, but I want to. And my phone line has been open all this time. I only had 3 phone calls. I don't know what's going on. I know you're out there. You must have an opinion. You must have a thought you want to share. We got about 3-4 minutes left. I wish you may call in and share, especially a new caller. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'd like to thank people who want to call in and share their thoughts because they actually care about what's being said. But don't forget, next Tuesday, we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez on. It's going to be an open line health care seminar next Tuesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. I sincerely pray that you'll write down your questions about your personal health, or your family health, or friends' health, and ask questions of Dr. Rodriguez. Folks, I met this man personally. I've spent time with him. I've talked to him. I know him fairly well. I know that he is probably one of the leading medical experts in the world today. The man is beyond the word intelligent. When it comes to health, that's all I can say about that. He's beyond the word of intelligent, beyond the word of, I would call genius, and even beyond. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, some quick scriptures, Butch.
Okay.
You know how these apply. About 10 of them went in about 5 minutes. Psalm 94. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts will delight my soul. But shall the throne of sin have fellowship with you, which frames a mischief by a law, gather themselves together against the soul of the saints and condemn the innocent blood? The Lord is my defense, and my God is my rock. But the Lord shall bring them down from their own sins. He shall cut them off in their wickedness, and he will cut them off. You know that verse, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Got that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
That is the hope of, I can hear you fine. That's the hope of his people. You still there? I don't know if Dino's still there or not. Thank you. Dino, are you still there? I can't hear him, Todd. So I guess I'll let him go. We lost Dino somewhere there. But anyway, sorry about that, Dino. Yeah, I read that chapter in Psalms 94, which is a very good chapter. It's something we should pray every day, actually, out loud if we can, and ask our God for protection and wisdom and for guidance in the future. Folks, our only defense left. Now, yes, I own guns, and I do carry a gun called the pistol packing preacher. I carry it where I go. I carry it to the doctor's office. I carry it into the bank. I carry it at the drugstore. I don't care. I carry a gun. People see it's on my hip. I don't hide it. I can carry concealed. West Virginia, we're blessed. We can carry concealed or open. We don't need a permit here. We're one of the better states to live in as far as that part goes. But that is not really my defense. My defense is my Savior, my God, my Lord, my King. That's my real defense. That's the wall around me. He gives me a means to protect myself and feed myself, and he can give me a spare tire for my car if I need it. But he's the one who provides all this. He's the ultimate in when it comes to trusting someone to defend you and take care of you. That is our hope. That is our only hope. And as long as we can understand that, we can maintain our stability and stickability in serving him. Fear is not something that we should walk in. I didn't say that we won't be nervous. I didn't say that you won't be a little bit dreadful what's coming. I didn't say that. Christ didn't look forward to the cross. He said, Father, I don't want to do this. If there's any other way, let me know. But he said, well, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So, yeah, I don't like what I see coming. I don't. But I refuse to let that take away that peace and joy in my heart. When I go to bed at night, I'm going to sleep. Unless my Father keeps me awake for another reason. I'm not going to lay in bed and worry about what man can do. I've done my best today to share the truth and share God's love with people. It's how my hands rest up. Prepare yourself, folks, what's coming. I pray you'll do that. Be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern at 800-777-4403. Hope to see you there. Have a wonderful night. And good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.